church that people can come into and feel that they belong. I think that's something that is declared right from the word go. When you come in, people are warm and friendly, and I think even one of the songs declared it as well. And I think that we go through life looking for that, don't we? Looking for where we belong. So I think that's really great that you've embraced that, that people can come in, they can be lonely, and they can belong here. So that's wonderful. So I just want to say thank you this morning for the support that your church gives us, the Trawavis family over in Thailand. I just feel that you have a harvest over in Thailand. And I was talking to Kate this morning. You guys have been supporting the work up in Chiang Mai, Mae Sien, for years. And I know that you've sent a couple of teams over. And it's really awesome. I think it's really great that you're engaging and what's happening over there. I know there's some really exciting stuff happening in, amongst the hill tribes, so that's really great. And I just want to encourage you, you know, we are not as missionaries separate from you as the body of Christ in New Zealand. We are together, and you share in what we do. And so it's really exciting to meet you all in person today. And I brought Levi and Sophia up. Levi, do you want to say something in Thai? Say hello and how old you are?
I'm going to say hello. My name is Levi and I'm 14. Sawadee kap, koi su Levi, koi si B.
Sophia doesn't feel like doing that, and that's okay. So we're just really delighted to be with you this morning, and thank you for your prayers. We just covet them. It's been a great 3 years over there, but there have also been challenges. Because it's not home, and we've left home to go. So we just really appreciate that there's a supportive group of churches in New Zealand that believe in what we do and believe the call that we've received and are willing to invest in that. So thank you very much.
Oh, good morning, church. I'm Mark. It's lovely to be here out in the country in Waiuku town. And we were driving out from Auckland, and it was just great to be out in the dairy farms. We spent 20 years in Hawera and Taranaki, and it's lovely to be here. And thanks, Waiuku, for friending us and supporting us as we're out in Thailand. And thanks for the use of your van over the weekend. So we went out three times. I think I got tooted at three times as well in Auckland. And they don't appreciate country drivers. You guys are so friendly. And we're really blessed to be part of your team in life, Auckland, during the week. And it's nice to get to know some of the team here. Yeah. Okay, well, let's bow our heads and pray. Father, I just pray, Lord, that you would just speak through me this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's turn to Colossians 1, verse 27. So for those of you who don't know, Katrina and I were pastors in Hawera, at the Hawera AOG Church. But before we were pastors, back in 1994, our pastor took us on a missions trip to Hong Kong and China. And that's really where we got a taste for missions. I'm a country boy from Motueka, so I hadn't really been overseas before, but when we went to Hong Kong and China, just really loved it. And then in 2001, oh, hi Shane. In 2001, Katrina and I went to a short-term missions course called Kairos, where we heard that even after 2,000 years, there were still parts of the world yet to hear about Jesus Christ, and it really impacted us. So let's have a look here. Colossians 1, verse 25. I have become its servant by the by the commission God gave me to present to you the Word of God in its fullness, the mystery that has been kept hidden for ages and generations, but is now disclosed to the saints. To them God has chosen to make known among the Gentiles the glorious riches of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. I want everybody to say, Christ in me, the hope of glory. Okay, let's say it again. Christ in me, the hope of glory. You know, Christ, Jesus Christ is in us, amen? And he's in there by his Holy Spirit. And it's Pentecost Sunday today, where we remember that the Holy Spirit came and dwells in his people. And Christ is in you, and he is the hope of glory. He's the hope of Waiuku. Christ in you. Christ in you is the hope of Waiuku. Christ in me and in my family is the hope of Isan. And Jesus Christ lives in us. And I'd just like to borrow your little colors over here, if I can. I'm going to choose some colors here. Maybe a red and a white and a purple. Those are kind of great colors that represent Jesus. And Jesus Christ lives in us. But so often, you know, he lives in here, but we kind of zip him up. And he wants to come out. He wants to come out because Jesus Christ is the hope of society. Jesus Christ is the hope of New Zealand. And church, I want to say that we need to let Jesus Christ out. We need to let him out. And wherever you are working, whatever you're doing in your workplace, Jesus Christ is the hope for your workplace. Jesus Christ is the hope for your family. Jesus Christ is the hope for your friends. Let him out, church. You know, because Jesus was a radical person, and so don't be surprised if you have a desire to do some of the things that Jesus wanted to do. Don't be surprised if you have a desire to help someone because Jesus helped people. Don't be surprised if you have a desire to pray for someone because Jesus prayed for people. Don't be surprised if you have a desire to give because Jesus gave. Because if the Holy Spirit is working in your life and in your heart, he's going to begin to give you his desires. Amen? But, see, we have a will, and so we have to decide whether we're going to go with those things. Amen? And that's when it comes to the letting Jesus out thing. Are we going to keep Jesus inside and zip him up? Or are we going to let him out? You know, and good, let him out. And so Jesus began to give us a desire to go on the mission field, and so we wanted to do that, and now we're over in Thailand. But Jesus wants to move, and he wants to work, and I don't just want to make this about Thailand. I want to make it about New Zealand. And I want to just share a story. We went to Manukau McDonald's just yesterday. And there was one of the McDonald's ladies. Oh, she was a girl, maybe about 18 or so, and she was just clearing the McDonald's rubbish tins. And I just saw her, and I just felt compassion for her. And I believe it wasn't me, but it was Christ in me. It was Christ in me, and I felt a compassion for her. So I just kind of got her at a time when no one was around. And I said to her, I'm a Christian, and I believe in God, and I believe that I have a message for you from God, that God loves you. And so we had a bit of a talk, and I asked her, do you have any Christian friends? And she says, no, only back in Singapore. And I said, well, what about here? And she said, no, I don't have anyone. And I just felt that she was quite lonely. And God wanted me to speak that word to her, just that God loves you. And I don't really think that it was kind of a prophetic word. I just think that, you know, God loves everybody. But I felt a compassion. And it wasn't me, but it was Christ in me giving me that compassion to go to that girl and speak to that girl. And I believe that God, that Jesus Christ is in every one of you if you're a Christian. And Jesus Christ will give you some of those desires for ministry, whatever they are. They may not be speaking to a girl in McDonald's, but they might be something else. Speaking to your friend at school who's had a hard day. And let Jesus out. Let him out. Let your light shine. Because that's what we're meant to do. We're not meant to keep all this goodness just zipped up, you know? Let Jesus Christ out. Yeah. Praise God. And it's a great feeling to let Jesus out. You know, you have to make yourself vulnerable. You have to make yourself a little bit vulnerable. But hey, didn't God make himself vulnerable when he sent Jesus to the earth? When he sent his son, his only son, to the earth? You know, we often, in our society, we like to be protected. We live protected lives. And we won't venture anything out because we're scared of being rejected, eh? And so we protect ourselves. And we go, you know, there are so many people in Auckland. And we can just kind of live our lives just in our own space and keep protected. But it takes a person of courage to be vulnerable, to offer some love, to offer a kind word. Because you don't know how the other person's going to treat that. You know? If you say something, you know, you don't know how the other person's going to treat it. It's entirely up to their response. But I see Jesus made himself so vulnerable to us. And God, the Father God of all the universe, sent his precious Son to the earth. And God made himself so vulnerable to us humans. Yeah. And if we're going to be like our Heavenly Father, we need to step out. Step out at your school, step out at your workplace, step out with someone. And let what is inside come out. Love. Jesus is love. He's joy. You know, he's joy. I think that another thing that Jesus wants to let out is this other colour here. This rainbow one here. Oh, it's stuck around. But anyway, joy, you know. Sometimes Jesus wants to be joyful and wants us to give some joy, maybe in our workplace. Love, joy, peace. You know, bring peace. Maybe you can think of an area of conflict. God wants you to bring peace. Be peace. And it's not you. See, when I'm talking, you might be thinking, wow, can I do that? But it's not you. It's Jesus in you. Yeah? It's Jesus Christ in you. Let him do it. So we don't have to manufacture it. But it's the Holy Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit. So it's not kind of all the responsibility is on us, but it's Jesus. Just let him out. Love, joy, peace. What are some of the other fruits of the Spirit? Kindness, yeah. Kindness. A kind word or a kind act. Just let Jesus out. Just do a kind act. Kindness. What else? Long suffering. Yeah. Long suffering. Let long suffering out. What else? Encouragement. Yeah. Self-control. Let those things out in your workplace. There's a challenge. I'm not going to be back here next Sunday to find out, but I challenge you. Let Jesus Christ out somewhere this week, church. Yeah. Praise God. So, what are we up to? We are ministering in Thailand. Yes, we are. We are ministering amongst the Isan. There are 18 million Isan people. And maybe, Peter, if we can have that PowerPoint, that first slide up on the PowerPoint. So we're close to the border with Laos, and there are very few churches there. That's why we've gone there, because we want to make a difference over there in Laos. They're mainly rice farmers, and pretty much all of them are Buddhist. So, and many of them are animist as well. So we are sharing the gospel at the moment with a lady called Grandmother Wang. Grandmother Wang makes a meal every now and again, and she takes it out into her farm and offers it to the evil spirits, because she's scared of them. And she thinks that if she keeps them happy, they won't bother her. She's also a Buddhist, so she also makes more food and takes along to the temple to give to the monks, because she believes that it's gonna give her a better afterlife. And you know, when I first heard about Grandmother Wang offering food to demons, I was kind of taken aback. But, you know, I'd visited her, and I saw that all that she's trying to do is she's trying to secure for her a better life, you know, because she's just scared. She's scared that the demons are going to come and do something to her. So she's just offering food to give herself a better life. And she's giving food to the temple because she wants a better afterlife. And this is what these people have grown up in. They're spiritual people. So they know that there are spirits around, good spirits and bad spirits. And as Christians, you know, we will encounter people like this. And we need to let Jesus out. Don't be afraid. But let Jesus out. You know, we've spent 3 months in New Zealand, and I've come across Kiwis who are spiritual, and they've had some pretty crazy, bad spiritual experiences. They're not Christian experiences. They're not experiences about God, but they're spiritual experiences. You know, and we can be drawn back by that, you know. But I don't believe that's what God wants. And I found that as I listen to them, bite my lip, don't say, that's wrong, that's bad, you should never have done that. But if I bite my lip and listen to them, I have a chance to share my spiritual experience. And I have a chance to share that I know God and that He's been good to me. And they're interested. Yeah, because they know that the spiritual side of life is real. So back to Thailand. Nia Wang, yeah. What's the next PowerPoint there? Peter, we'll put that one up. Okay, yeah. So we went to Thailand. We learned the language and just really sat and watched the culture. And then we started some kids' clubs. So all these kids are Buddhist kids, where we just had fun, played games with them, and shared a Bible story with them. So there they are there. We taught them English as well. They love learning English. If anyone wants to go overseas for a bit of a gap year, you can walk into any school over there and get a job if you're a native English speaker. All you need to do is just do a TESOL course, and any school will accept you because people over there are really wanting English speakers, native English speakers. Let's carry on to the next PowerPoint. Yeah. This is Grandmother Wynn. Grandmother in Thai is Yai. Okay. So Yai Wynn is Grandmother Wynn. And you can see her very happy there because she decided to follow Jesus. Yeah. You know, one of the challenges working in the Thai culture is that people, they are very strongly family orientated, and so they want to be part of their family. And this brave woman here heard the gospel, and she wanted to follow after Jesus Christ. Her husband had died, and she had a couple of adult kids, and her kids said, "Mum, if you become a Christian, we will not support you. We will not give you money and stuff." And she thought about that for about a week or so, but she couldn't deny Jesus was real in her life. And she said, "No, I'm going to become a Christian." And so praise God, she's reconciled back with her kids now. They accept the fact that she's a Christian and that she follows God. And but she had to make that step, that stand for Jesus Christ. And many Thai people have to do that because they are very strongly part of a family, a tight-knit group. Next slide. Okay, this lady on the right there, her name is Yai Khan. So what does Yai mean? Grandmother Khan. Yep. And we really just went into the village, and we every week we go into the village and share. And so we went there and shared with Yai Khan, and she was lonely, and we prayed for her, and she has come to church, and she's given her heart to the Lord also. Okay, next slide. Okay, yeah, and here is the girl's name is Bo, and her mum's name is Air. And this is a bit of a story about letting the kindness of Jesus Christ out, because Air had a problem with her eye, and she, her mum, oh sorry, Bo, the girl had a problem with her eye, and her mum, Air, took her to the local doctors, and the local doctors just prescribed stuff that was useless, really. And her eye never got better. In fact, it started getting worse to the point where it was starting to go cloudy, starting to go milky. And Katrina and I realized that, you know, we needed to do something. And so we decided that we would take her an hour and a half to the private hospital, to the best hospital in Ubon, the city which we're close to. And so the doctors there had all the good big equipment, and looked at her eye, prescribed medicine. It was $25 New Zealand, gave her medicine, and within about 3 weeks, her eye had all cleared up and it was healed. Praise the Lord. And her mum was really touched by the kindness that we'd shown, and she gave her heart to the Lord. So, church, you know, we need to let Jesus Christ out, eh? Let him out. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Christ in you, the hope of glory. It's not you, it's not your talents, but it's Christ in you. And we need to get connected with Jesus Christ, get connected with the Holy Spirit, and take a risk and step out and be vulnerable. It's a scary place to be vulnerable. But that's where you touch people. Let's have the next one. There's air after she's given her heart to the Lord. Next slide. Oh, yes. This is another one of our grandmothers. We have a lot of grandmothers in our church. And her name is Yai Bun. And she cannot read because when she was going to school, the girls didn't go to school. They stayed home and looked after the jobs. So she can't read. So we put the New Testament on MP3. And so she can hear the gospel, which is a really good thing. One of the needs over there is for the gospel to be shared. And see, in Thai community, they don't celebrate Easter or Christmas. In fact, their year is based on when Buddha was born. So it's not the year 2015 in Thailand. It's like the year 2557. And so there's no knowledge of God in the community. So when you're sharing Jesus Christ, you have to start right back at Genesis, talking about God and that we have one creator, God. And that's one of the things that I've noticed about going to Thailand compared to New Zealand, is that even though, you know, there's probably only 15% Christian, 10 to 15% Christians, born-again Christians in New Zealand, there's still a lot of knowledge of God in our society. If you think about Christmas and Easter, there's so much theology in that, you know, that Jesus was God's son. He was fully man, yet fully God. He was born of a virgin. He died on the cross for sins, for our sins. And I'd encourage you, church, tell stories about God to your kids. Tell stories about God to whoever you can, because you need to keep the knowledge of God in our society, in New Zealand. Otherwise, it becomes so hard for people to become Christians. They cannot just hear the gospel and then respond, because they do not, in Thailand, they don't know who God is. You have to tell them who God is. They don't know who Jesus is. And so when we share the gospel, we start from Genesis, and we share the gospel about 10 stories. I said to one Thai person, I said I was a Christian, and he said, "Oh, do you sell Amway?" See, he did not know what a Christian was, but there'd obviously been a Christian who had sold him Amway. Another educated Thai, he'd been to university, and so he was well educated, and I asked him if he knew who Jesus Christ was, and he said, "Oh, I know about God." And I said, "Oh, okay, what do you know?" And he said, "I've watched a movie about the Crusades." And I'm thinking, "Oh, that's not what Christianity is about." So there's a real need for the knowledge of God, and so we go around a lot sharing about Jesus. We just tell them a story. And then we say, if you would like to hear more, we'll come back again and share more. So sharing about Jesus is really quite easy. And, of course, there's a spiritual barrier there as well, as they have been in darkness for so long, you know, for over 2,000 years, that that you've got to break through that spiritual blindness for them to come to Christ. And we really appreciate your prayers, church. And if you would like to really commit to praying more regularly, you can come up and see us afterwards, and we can take your email down, and we can send you a prayer email, just a short one, once every week or so. But despite all this, you know, God is moving. And God is is more powerful than the enemy, but he's looking for people that are going to let him out. He's looking for people that are going to be obedient to the Holy Spirit. And when you get that nudge, when Jesus says, come on, you can do this, or you can pray for that person, or you can show some encouragement. That person over there needs some encouragement. You know, I'm looking more at people, and this, I think, in my Christian walk, I'm becoming more aware of people. And, you know, that's new for me, because I'm more of a task person, you know. Give me a task, and I'm, you know, right, we've got the task, let's do it. People, you know, get out of the way. But, you know, God's changing me to where I see people, you know, even in a crowd. And it's a great thing, because God loves people, and God loves every person individually. And I think that God wants to make us more aware of people around us, you know, how they are feeling. And because heaven is made up of people, of souls. And God wants to speak to individual people. But we have to be aware of those individual people. And so listen to what Jesus Christ is saying. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Praise the Lord. I think I'm almost done. What's the time? Oh, yes, I am. I just want us to, maybe if some of the musicians could come up. And what I'd like to do is just for us, all of us here, who want Jesus Christ to be moving in us, for Jesus Christ to be the hope, and for Jesus Christ to be working in us, in our community. Let's, why don't we stand, and we're just going to pray. We're just going to, come on, let's stand and let's pray, and let's just ask God to use us. You know, we don't have to lead anyone to Christ at all. Oftentimes it's just one word, one thing that we need to do. Just be obedient, you know. And if it's just one word of encouragement, or if it's just showing love, you know, just saying to someone, you know, God loves you, or whatever. But let's let Jesus Christ out. But, you know, first of all, we need to have Jesus Christ in us. And hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Let's just focus on God right now, and just ask Jesus to be working in us and to be working out of us. Hallelujah. Why don't you just ask the Lord to work in you and to work out of you. Father, we thank you, Lord, that you love people, and you've chosen us as your vessels to carry your presence. We are your holy temple. Father, 2,000 years ago, you came as your Holy Spirit, and you did not inhabit a temple, Father God, but you inhabited people. You inhabited people's spirits, Lord, because you wanted people to go out through all the world and touch people. And I pray for this church. I pray for everyone today that is looking to you for just a fresh anointing of you in their lives. I pray that you would come and inhabit us afresh. And Lord God, that we, Father, would not just have you in us, but it would be Christ, in us, and Christ going out from us, the hope of glory. And I pray, Lord God, for each person here, Lord, in their work situation, in their family situation, that this week, that you would be able to shine out from them, and that you would be able to use them to touch someone for Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. And we thank you, God, Lord, for those fruits of the Spirit, for love, Let love flow out of this body. Lord God, for joy, let joy just flow out and into situations, maybe into strange situations, in peace where there's conflict. Lord God, I just see peace flowing out, Lord God, from people, Lord God, into situations of conflict. Thank you, Lord, for all the rest of those fruits of the Spirit, Lord God, self-control, Lord God, and courage and kindness, Lord. Thank you for kindness, simple kindness, acts of kindness, Lord. Let kindness flow out, changing situations, changing lives, because that's where you move, Lord. You so desire, Lord God, to touch people, Lord God. And I thank you, Lord God, for this church, for this body of people, Lord, that they're going to be willing to let you out this week. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, praise the Lord.